A full year after a 7.0 earthquake in Haiti obliterated 230,000 lives, injured 300,000, and rendered a quarter of the population homeless, Haitian women are now weathering a second catastrophe. In the 2000 makeshift displaced persons camps clustered across the country, women and girls are caught in the midst of an onslaught of sexual abuse. 2 million people are still crammed into enclosures, which have become microcosms of pre-earthquake patterns of the gross income inequality, social exclusion, and abject poverty that has plagued Haiti for centuries. According to a recent Amnesty International report, over 250 rapes in various camps were reported a mere 100 days after the earthquake first struck. Many women and girls have been raped multiple times, often by several different men at once. Virtually every victim has also been beaten and tortured. Medical and sanitary conditions in the camps are appalling. Women and girls are forced to bathe in public and walk long distances to communal toilets at night. A total absence of privacy, lighting, or solid barriers against perpetrators leaves even girls as young as 12 and 13 years old entirely vulnerable to the wave of sexual violence, most of which occurs after dark, according to said report. Josie Philistine, project coordinator for the Commission of Women Victim to Victim, says that violence has two aspects. One is poverty, meaning it's economic. The other is politics. Whenever there's political turmoil or the economy worsens, violence against women increases. Rape has been used as a political weapon. Young people, especially girls, trade sex for a meal or a roof over their heads. Now, 1 year after the quake, the Commission of Women Victim to Victim admits a sense of hopelessness. In the camps and in the communities, things have gotten worse, Philistine said. We have a completely absent state. We have NGOs who are in the camps mostly for public relations, and they aren't even allowed to work in the red zone areas, which are the most dangerous neighborhoods. In early October, a coalition of prominent legal and social justice groups, including MADRE, the Institute for Justice and Democracy in Haiti, and the Bureau des Avocats Internationaux, filed a formal request with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights on behalf of 13 Haitian women and girls. The Inter-American Commission accepted the request and issued unprecedented recommendations to the Haitian government, which are binding under Haitian national law. The measures include providing medical and psychological care, such as emergency contraception and culturally sensitive female medical staff members. Implementing effective security measures like street lighting and increased patrolling by security forces. And perhaps most importantly, ensuring the full participation and leadership of grassroots women's groups in planning and implementing policies to combat sexual violence. Lisa Davis, the Human Rights Advocacy Director of MADRE, was the primary author of the request. While Haitian women are of course concerned with long-term political changes that address the root causes of sexual violence and the blows of patriarchy, the need for immediate safety now trumps all, she said. In a report entitled, Our Bodies Are Still Trembling, Haitian Women's Fight Against Rape, the parties of the Inter-American Commission request record in chilling detail testimony from women and girls in the camp. Women as old as 60 and as young as 8 or 9 have all been subjected to unspeakable cruelty, which has increased sharply since the 2010 elections. We have reports of men going into camps and randomly shooting women who were wearing politically charged t-shirts, Davis said. Every single woman I talked to said what she wants more than anything is housing, she stressed. And if they can't get that, because it's not being offered to them right now, then all they want is to feel safe. For further contextual information on Haiti, you can visit Equipe Onisco's related webpage. This program has been prepared with information provided by Interpress Service, IPS, and produced by Radio Onisco at our studios in Belgium on January 26, 2011.